Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Intel has finished work on manufacturing technology that will allow it to produce chips with circuitry just 32 nanometers in size, or a billionth of a meter, by the fourth quarter of next year. The new technology will let the company lower costs and power consumption in chips while adding more speed and functionality. In general, microprocessing speeds are directly related to the number of transistors on a chip, and the smaller the transistor, the more can be packed together on a single chip die. Smaller production technology lowers costs by enabling companies to increase output. A fast-charging laptop battery that promises to last at least 3 years without any degradation in performance is coming to the market as an option with Hewlett-Packard laptops. The Sonata battery is the product of 3 years of development work by Boston Power and will be rebranded by HP as the Enviro battery and offered from early 2009 with select machines. The battery can be charged to 80% of capacity in 30 minutes, which could be useful for travelers who only have a limited amount of time near an electric outlet, and it will go 1,000 charges before the battery's capacity begins degrading. That's a charge a day for 3 years. Or 4 years if it's used only on weekdays, so it should last the average life of a business laptop. Along with its biggest patch release in 5 years, Microsoft has warned of another potentially dangerous vulnerability in its software. The problem lies within the WordPad text converter for Word 97 files. The systems affected include Windows 2000 Service Pack 4, Windows XP Service Pack 2, Windows Server 2003 Service Pack 1, and Windows Server 2003 Service Pack 2. The company said it has seen limited targeted attacks. If exploited, a hacker could gain the same rights on a PC as a local user and could remotely execute code. Microsoft is investigating the problem. Microsoft typically releases patches on the second Tuesday of the month. If the company sticks to its schedule, the earliest a patch could be released would be January 13th. However, Microsoft has deviated from its patching cycle when a vulnerability is considered particularly dangerous. Google's new Flu Trends tool, which collects and analyzes search queries to predict flu outbreaks around the United States, is raising concern with privacy groups. The Electronic Privacy Information Center filed a Freedom of Information Act request asking federal officials to disclose how much user search data the company has recently transmitted to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Concern stems from what privacy groups claim is a disturbing lack of transparency surrounding the method Google is using to predict flu outbreaks. Google has publicly stated that all of the data used is made anonymous, but there has been no independent verification of how search queries are used and transformed into data for Google Flu Trends, the privacy groups say. And those are the top headlines from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. This is Mark Ferranti in the New York Bureau. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.